This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for January 12th. I'm Paul Plack. A passenger was detained in California when the TSA misidentified bottles of honey in his luggage as TNT. Two TSA agents got so worked up over what they thought was an explosive, they vomited and went to the hospital. Officials report the arrest of the man they say shut down the Continental Airlines terminal at Newark Liberty Airport January 3rd when he walked into the secure area through the exit corridor. A TSA agent, who let it happen when he abandoned his post, has been placed on administrative leave. Some of the first researchers who will travel to space on commercial spacecraft have started training near Philadelphia. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin to operators of certain Honeywell flight management systems, which, under the right circumstances, can mishandle RNAV approaches. The FAA has notified the city of Dartmouth, Massachusetts, that at least one of two wind turbines the city wants to build would interfere with traffic at New Bedford Regional Airport. Goodrich and a division of Sikorsky are teaming up to promote a system which uses a network of embedded sensors to allow the Black Hawk helicopter to be maintained on condition rather than on arbitrary schedules to save money. Researchers in California are using UAVs to do aerial smog studies formerly done using manned aircraft. The British Ministry of Defense has ordered a seventh C-17 Globemaster, praising the plane's value to the fight in Iraq and Afghanistan. And Alabama Aviation Hall of Famer Billy Shannon has gone west at the age of 88. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Patty Wagstaff on the history and future of sponsorships in the airshow industry. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.